Tonight's shir Simen Samech Vov Seif Aleph. Simen Samech Vov Be'ez Mokom Yochel LaHafsek U'Be'ez Mokom Lo Yafsek. Where is it permitted to interrupt and where it's not during Kriyishma? Seif Aleph. Bein HaProkim. Between the sections of Shema, and this includes the sections of Birchas Kriyishma, Sho'el B'Shalom Odom Nichbad U'Meshiv Shalom L'Chol Odom. One can go up to someone who is honorable, deserving of honor, and inquire how he is, and one can respond to such an inquiry to anyone. Ube emsa, if he's in the middle of a section, shoel b'shalom mishu yorimenu, he can only inquire of the welfare of someone who is more than just that he respects him, but there's a degree of awe. Could go an aviv, a rabbo, like a father, his father, or his Rebbe, or Mishu Godu Menu B'Chachma, or someone who is greater than him in wisdom, for Kolshken Melech, and of course, a king, or Anas, or someone who can cause him bodily harm, Umeshiv Shalom L'Odom Nichbad, and in that situation, when he's in the middle of a section, he would respond only to an Odom Nichbad, to someone who is deserving of honor. Vafilu be'emsa pasuk. Once you're in the middle of a section, it makes no difference if you're in between pasukim or in the middle of a pasuk. Chutz, with the exception of mipasuk Shema Yisrael, uBaruch Shem Kvod Mechuso Olam Ve'ed. When you get to the Shema, the actual pasuk of Shema, Baruch Shem, Shlo Yafsik Behem Klal. One should not interrupt there at all. Imlo mipnei mi sheyarei Shem Yagenu. Unless he's literally dealing with somebody who's afraid to get killed, he doesn't answer him, so nothing gets in the way of Pekuach Nefesh. Mishnah Berurah has a short hakdama. Kol masha osur ledaber, whenever it's forbidden to speak, afil lashon hakodesh osur daber. Then it's forbidden even if you use lashon hakodesh. Vafilu teva achas asur, even one word is forbidden. So there's no allowance for lashon hakodesh, and there's no allowance for one word. There's no free word you get to say. If it's osur, it's osur. Sifkon alaf Mishnah Berurah ben haprokim. So we said before that while you are reciting, you can't motion. If you are not reciting, the chur will be okay. Sivkon Aleph, Bein HaProkim, between the sections, Dafka B'Shepogo Ze'ezememela. This is discussing where they happen to meet each other, and it wasn't like he went out of his way to find him. Av L'Mashkem L'Pischo, but to get up early to go to his house to give him Shalom Aleichem, or to leave his set place in shul, to go over to his friend, to give him shalom aleichem, vafilu aviv v'rabo, even if it's to his father or rebbe, osur, that's not allowed. Vafilu kodesh shehiskel baruch shama, that's forbidden even before you start baruch shama. Kivin shukod matfila, since it's before davening. Pimi godim sven peites ayin sham, v'chemuchach leviatam ha'amor begemor yudald. Essentially, why are you giving him more cover than the Ribbono Shel Olam? You can't give more cover to a person than kavod shemayim. So if you bump into the person, the proper derech eretz is to give shalom. But if you're in your seat and he's in his seat, and you leave your seat to go over to him before davening, that's inappropriate. That should wait till after davening. That's when you go over to give shalom. Sif katan beis shoel b'shalom. So he can give shalom aleichem. He can be shol b'shalom between sections. Afilu b'lashon laz. The Mishnah Berurah says even in a foreign language. V'davka b'fanim chadasha sholom eshev. Now it's only with someone new that you can come and ask and respond. Shem lo yishal, because if you don't, yavu desina, he's a stranger, and he'll think that you're a mean person and will come to some kind of sinna. So this allowance of just going to be shol b'shalom, this is quoting a Magen Avraham, he wants to say this for someone who is new in town, essentially, and not familiar with you, and he'll get insulted if you don't address him. Sefer Chinuch also writes that a person who we don't see that he'll be upset, so we want you to interrupt for him, even between sections, let alone in the middle of a section. Therefore, based on our practice today, Shein anu nagin l'shlo b'shalom b'vesa knesses b'vesa tefila. We don't go and inquire to give shalom aleichem to people in shul during davening. Chalila l'shor ola hashiv. I feel the divetero. So it's that would be a terrible thing to go and inquire and give shalom aleichem or to respond, even if divetero. Lo ben haprokim v'lo b'sukkah d'zimma. Not between the sections of the Shema, and not even b'sukkah d'zimma. So even though the Shulchan Aruch brings this concept and it's based on the Gemara of going over to someone and giving shalom and so on, because of Kavod, because of Yira, the way we conduct ourselves, we don't do this, and we don't get insulted either, if no one comes to us. The case was talking in a case when someone would come and he'd be insulted if he didn't go, so then you'd be allowed to go over to him. But we really don't have that today, and therefore it doesn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah continues, "Amava v'hifsik v'kriya shma, afilu makom shein rashoi l'hafsik." If a person went against the halacha and he interrupted during Kriya Shema, where he wasn't supposed to, v'lo shah k'dei ligmar es kula, and he didn't delay long enough to say the whole Shema in that time, l'kuli alma in a choy zirak l'oysa pasik. Everyone agrees, he goes back to the pasik where he interrupted. V'yesh oimim l'oysa hateva. Some say he goes back to that word, she pasik remena, where he left off, imhuba makom the salik inan, as long as it's at the end of a topic. Se'if katan gimel, adam nechpad. So we say that he could be shoyl b'shalom, someone who's nechbad, meaning shoyl l'haknol shalom, someone who's worthy of us going over to him to give shalom. Could go and shu zaken, maybe he's elderly, o tamachacham, v'cheinim o'ashir, shoyl l'chavid l'machmas ha'shor, maybe it's even a wealthy person who's deserving of honor because of his wealth. Sifka dald l'chol adam, we can respond to anybody. Shehikdim lo shalom, if someone came to us and gave shalom, we would respond shalom to anyone. U'mashem v'chidushi ha-rashpo, if you look at chidushi ha-rashpo, it implies, demut l'chadchila lish'ol b'shalom ha-korei, afal pish yodeh she'etzterach la-hashivo. That in the case when it's mutter to be shoyol b'shalom, you can be shoyol b'shalom, the one who's in the middle of Kriya Shema, even though you know he's going to answer you. V'ayin le'el b'sifkan beis, look back at sifkan beis, that today we don't have people like that, so we're not going to be shoyol b'shalom. Sifkan hey, if it's someone who there's an element of Meira, Kagon, Aviv, or Rabbo, like his father or Rebbe, so then even Be'emtza HaPerek, he's allowed to be Shol. What's allowed me to say, this Rebbe is Rabbo Muvhak, his set Rebbe, She'ikr Torasu Himenu, where most of his Torah is from that Rebbe. Afal Pishu Godu B'Tera Ata Yosem Rabbo, even though the Talmud may have now grown to be greater than the Rebbe, but that's the Rebbe he learned from, that's still his Rebbe. V'shayach b'umara, and it would apply to them the element of Meira, Medachsiv, like it says, Ish, Imo, V'aviv, Tira'u, a person should have a sense of Meira for his mother and father, V'tanan, Umar Rabbah, K'mar Shemayim, when we learn that Meira for a Rebbe is like K'mar Shemayim. Se'if, Katan, Vav, Gadol, Mimenu, or anyone who's greater than him, B'chachma, V'im, Heim, Shav, says the Mishnah Berurah, what about if they're equals? Now it's downgraded from Yira to Kavod. If the Kore is greater than him, the one who's saying Shema is bigger than him, then he wouldn't be mafsik even for a Talmud Chacham. Sifkan Zayin, b'chachma, if he's greater than him, b'chachma, v'achronim paskud, v'afilim ha'godu menu, havirak v'pnei ha'kavod. V'achronim paskin, that even if he's greater than him, it's only a covered element, unless he's an absolute renowned Talmud Chacham of the generation, then it's a Mora issue. So when we say Godomena B'Chachma, there's an element of Mora, that would have to be someone who is a Muflik B'Chachma. Sifkan Ches B'Koshkin Melech. Of course, a Melech, there's Mora, Afilu Melech Yisrael. Even if it's a Jewish Melech, there's still going to be Yira. Like it says, Som Tosim Lacha Melech, Shtei Amaso Elacha. That you should appoint a Melech and have Ema for the Melech. Sifkan Tes O Anos, or if there's someone who could cause him bodily harm, O Malshin, the Mishnah Berurah adds, or someone who would be an informer. So then we would, even Be'emsa HaPerek, Bishoy El Bishlomo. Sifkan Yud HaPosuk, even in the middle of a Posuk. Yesh Oyim, some say, the Be'emtza HaPosuk, if you're in the middle of a Posuk, Lo Yafsik, do not interrupt. And lo b'makom desolakinyan, unless you're at a spot where the topic ends. V'mpasak, and if he did interrupt, chayzer achach l'tchilas ha'pasak, you'd go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Well, the inyan ma'is, as far as practically speaking is concerned, k'shem mafsik la'anos kadosh u'kedusha. If one interrupts his kriyishma to respond to kadosh u'kedusha, k'moshi yisparal l'kani, this will be clarified later in Sif Gimel. And if he can't finish the topic he's on before he has to respond, then he can interrupt even in the middle of the topic and rely on the first views that didn't differentiate with this, that when he needs to interrupt for such a big mitzvah. And he'll respond with the tzibur. Then he'll go back to the beginning of the pasuk. So even though there is this issue of differentiating between the middle of the pasuk or the end of the pasuk, if it means you won't be able to answer kadosh kedusha, you'll respond even in the middle of the pasuk. Sifkan yin alef chutz mipasuk. The exception is shema and baruch shem. She'ein davar gadol kakabolas malchus shemayim. There is nothing greater than accepting malchus shemayim. We times and for this reason. One shouldn't interrupt between Shema and Baruch Shem, Shagam Hu Michlal Hayichud, because the Baruch Shem is also part of being Miyached that Hashem is one. Sifkon Yud Beis Behem Klal. One should not interrupt at all. Mashma. The implication is that Filu Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu Luyane, that one should not respond to Kadosh Kedusha and Baruch Hu when he's holding by Shema and Baruch Shem. V'ayin the Ve'er Halacha. Look in the Ve'er Halacha. The after and perhaps the makriya hoyla acha shalosh haos, that if he's saying shema after the zman kriya shema has elapsed to rak a kerbet Torah, then we say it's a kerbet Torah, it's a greeting of the Torah. So you wouldn't have to interrupt for kadosh and kedusha even during shema and baruch shem. Sifkan yud gimel im lo, unless he's afraid that he'll be killed. V'dino who come up with tefillah, this is the same as tefillah that come on simen kufdal the gulun and simen kufdal. So let's turn back to page, the Be'er Halacha, a few things. First of all, the Mechaber says that one can interrupt for Moira, and that includes Melech or an Anos. And the Mishnah Berurah says an Anos would even include a Malshin as well. Anyone who can force his will upon him and harm him or can inform upon him, so he can mafsik. So the Be'er Halacha says, you see from here, O Anos, Ayin Mishnah Berurah, look at Mishnah Berurah. Ve'isi b'sefer shalmi simcha shei b'shem marshak, da'afilu b'shul hefzed momen mutl hafzik. It would come out to the even for hefzed momen. Because the question is, when he's malshin, does it mean he's going to get killed? Or is the anus only going to get killed? Get killed really is later on. The mashmos, he feels, even if it's a financial loss, even if the malshin or the anus will make him lose his money, that's already a heter to interrupt. Then that's the case, any hefzed momen. Once you have made that rule, then any hefzed momen, he'd be allowed a mafsik. Then he says, umeshe v'chulu, that he would respond b'pnei ha'kovet, in the middle of a section, not between sections, in the middle of a section, then he can only be shoyel b'nei ha'yira, and meshe v'adam nechbat. So there the Be'er Halacha says, ayin b'er heita b'shem yehuda chos dafka teva achas, that he gives an allowance for one word. From the Magen Giburim, he quotes, it brings from Tamid Rav Yonah that he should be able to say more than one word, that he should give like a full Shalom Aleichem or Aleichem Shalom. The notes point out that if the Gabbai calls him up for an Aliyah, the halacha is he's allowed to tell him his name, Ibn HaKavod. That's a case of Meshim HaKavod. He calls him up, he goes, he's in the middle of what's your Shabbat, whatever, he asks his name, he's not respond. L'chaira, his name might be more than one word, so the fact that you can respond to the Gabbai when he calls up for an Aliyah, and that's the Pnei HaKavod, l'chaira, it's a raya that there's no halacha of only one word. The last thing I want to look at and be halacha with you is on the bottom, Shul Yafzik Bem Klal. The Mishnah Berurah brings that between Shema and Baruch Shem, you can't be mafsik. The implication is, even for Kach and Kedusha. He says, look in Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha, shall yafsik bam klal, I am Mishnah, will look in Mishnah Berurah. Well, in his deity, in my humble opinion, after Pashta de Milsa Mashmaloyana, even though the simple reading is you don't respond Kash Kedush when you're saying Shema Broshem. V'cheinisa b'chay Adam, Chay Adam says it too. La'anias daiti tzorach iyan goldabazeh. This really needs deep analysis. The fimata be ranula el b'simen samachal be'er lochel. As we clarified back in Simen samachal be'er lochel, the adinim abach v'shul de giborim, that we hold like bach v'shul de giborim, the b'diavet, im lo amar baruch shen k'ma chuzlan v'ed, and tzorach lachzor. If someone totally forgot to say baruch shen k'ma chuzlan v'ed, the din is he does not go back. He doesn't go back for baruch shen. Minayin lanu l'hashvos l'inyin she'os l'hafzik bo, l'meni she'rabba k'dusha baruch. So why would we say it's the same as Shema, that you can't be mafsik and bruch shem to answer Hishma Rabba or Kedusha or Baruchu? V'harai shehevi agro, the dinner Beis Yosef, the Vilna Gaon brings the proof to Beis Yosef, miyakov avinu v'shalom. So, hifsik liyosef be'esher kara Shema, that Yaakov Avinu said Shema when he met Yosef, and he didn't interrupt. Ain raya the bruch shem, there's no right to bruch shem. Kilamor Yaakov was klal. Yaakov didn't say baruch shem then. He said it before he died. That wasn't when he met Yosef. So all you bring me is a raya that in the pasuk of Shema you can't be mafsik. But hey, no baruch shem. And if we'll accept, I don't know why, but let's say we'll accept that you're not going to interrupt during the sentence of baruch shem. Echadin. In this Dharma Lanos Ameni Shirabba Bain Shema L'Baruch Shem K'Vah L'Ved, but what would be that locha if the Heshmei Rabba response is between Shema and Baruch Shem? U'mudol chilku ha'poiske mash lo yaneh. From the silence of the poiskim, it's clear you don't answer. You don't respond between Shema and Baruch Shem. V'chei mashma katsas mirim zi ha'tur b'sim zeh. It also seems to be the halacha from the Ramazim of the Torah. V'ayim b'seif for Yeshua's Yankim. Tzorchi yinkol l'maisa. But l'maisa, I don't know why that is. Baruch Shem can't have that chaymer. So Shema, okay, I won't interrupt in Shema. But why won't I interrupt for Baruch Shem? And even if I won't interrupt for Baruch Shem, why won't I interrupt between Shema and Baruch Shem? Tzorchin Godel. Mashba Tzorchin Godel. That it's by him at Tzorchin Godel, because Mechaber says it, Chayodom says it. No one has been more this time, but he holds it. It shouldn't be this way, la halacha.